Welcome back to the Dad Show, everybody. I'm Dad Pete, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host and fellow dad, Dave. How are you doing, Dave?
Pete, I am doing great. Slightly sleep-deprived, slightly covered in peanut butter.
Oh, that is the most dad answer I have ever heard. All right, so today we are doing something special. We are trading stories from real kids, things that you truly cannot make up.
This is my favorite kind of episode, because no matter how wild yours is, mine is wilder.
Oh, we'll see about that. Okay, I'm going first. So a few months back, my son, he's 9, gets really into kites, like really into kites. He watches every YouTube video. So one Saturday morning, I wake up and he is not in his room. I go outside and I see him in the backyard. He has built, and I want you to really picture this, he has built a kite the size of a garage door. I'm talking full bed sheet stitched together, a wooden frame made from sticks he collected for 3 weeks. Every single one. Anyway, it's windy that day. Very windy. And I watch in slow motion as the wind catches this monster kite. And my son, he gets about 4 feet in the air before I sprint across the yard screaming his name. He's just laughing, dangling, 4 feet off the ground, laughing like it's the best day of his life.
Wait, was he okay?
Oh, he was totally fine. He drops back down, looks at me, completely calm, and goes, "Here's my kite calculation. I need more string."
That kid is going to be all right.
This episode is brought to you by Red Heat Tavern in Bedford, Massachusetts. Whether your kid just flew 4 feet off the ground on a homemade kite or gave himself a personal day, you have earned a night where somebody else does the cooking. Bold American food, family-friendly, with something on the menu for even the pickiest eater. Red Heat Tavern, right here in Bedford, Massachusetts.
Okay, my turn. So my son is 7. Beautiful kid. Absolute angel. Also, and I say this with complete love, an absolute opportunist. So one Thursday night, my wife and I are both exhausted. We figure the kids are in bed, alarm is set, everything's fine. Except, somehow, in the chaos of that week, we accidentally never set it. We wake up at 11:45. I run to my son's room. He is still completely, perfectly, deeply asleep. I mean, peaceful, undisturbed, like a little log. I shake him awake and I go, "Buddy, it's almost noon. You missed school." And it turns out he woke up at 8, saw that no one came to get him, and decided it was obviously a day off.
He just looked at the situation, made a decision, and committed. No panic, no questions, just back to sleep. I respect it.
Well, his teacher called while he was still asleep, and I had to explain that my son had essentially given himself a personal day. She laughed for a solid 30 seconds.
His teacher is a hero. Okay, I think we can both agree. Our kids? You can't make this stuff up. That's the show. I'm Dad Pete.
I'm Dave.
And we will see you next week.